The congregation is invited to look at the insert, which has the sermon outline on one side and the seventh petition on the front side. We read the seventh petition with its meaning in bold print together. But deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputations. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end, and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I continue with reading those portions from the large catechism, just there printed. In the Greek, this petition reads, deliver or keep us from the evil one or the wicked one. The petition seems to be speaking of the devil as the sum of all evil, in order that the entire substance of our prayer may be directed against our archenemy. It is he who obstructs everything that we pray for, God's name or glory, God's kingdom and will, our daily bread, a good and cheerful conscience, etc. Therefore, there is nothing for us to do on earth but to pray constantly against this archenemy. For if God did not support us, we would not be safe from him for a single hour. Thus, you see how God wants us to pray to him for everything that affects our bodily welfare and directs us to seek and expect help from no one but him. But this petition he has put last, for if we are to be protected and delivered from all evil, his name must first be hallowed in us, his kingdom come among us, and his will be done. Then he will preserve us from sin and shame and from everything else that harms or injures us. Point one in the sermon notes. Jesus' words in the Greek language might also be translated, deliver us from the evil one. The evil one. We pray, but deliver us from evil. And commentators say it should be translated the evil or the evil one. It can be translated either way. But what is certain is that in the Greek, the word the emphasizes the reality of evil and the evil one. Jesus taught us to pray that his name would be hallowed, that his kingdom would come, that his will would be done, that we would have everything we need for this body and life, our daily bread. He taught us to pray that we need our sins forgiven. Even as we don't deny anybody else forgiveness, as we are forgiven, we also forgive. And we pray we don't lose faith, that we're not tempted away from faith to rely upon ourselves. Lead us not into temptation. When we pray these things, this last petition shows us this evil in ourselves, in the world, in the devil, is real and constant against us. These good things we pray for in the earlier petitions, the evil in this world wants to take it all away from us, to separate us from God. This is real. The forces of evil, the sin in us, Satan, is real. In point two, to pretend that there's no evil and no evil one is to say that Jesus died for nothing. Why did Jesus die if evil is not real? He died for something. He died for the real problem of evil. When I typed in the explanation of the seventh petition, it kind of tripped me up, the last phrase in it, and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. And that caught me. Caught me because that's not how I memorized that little verse there, that little part of that. I memorized in the 1943 catechism, and I checked with Debbie. I called her up. I said, Debbie, I don't think this is the way it is in the old catechism. Isn't it Veil of Tears? And she checked and she said, yeah, yes, you're right. Graciously take us from this veil of tears. And she and I discussed and said, we don't really know what a veil is, but we know what tears are. And that is a reality of evil in this life, that people shed tears over death, over injury, over sad events, over tragedy. This is a place of tears. And we ask God, keep us. Keep us. And to deny the reality of evil is to deny the reality of Jesus and his mission. There is evil. And he came to solve the problem of evil. John said in his first letter, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We have sin. There is evil. If we say there isn't, we're just lying. Number three, Jesus died to defeat and overcome the devil, our sins, and let's make it very personal. Our death. He came to defeat and overcome the devil, our sins, and our death. Whether we might die as a young person or as after many years as an older person, our death is still something that all humans face in one way or another. And Jesus came to overcome this for us so that for his people, death is not a tragedy. Death is not for nothing, but death is a door to life. Death is sleep for his people. This is why he died. 1 John chapter 3 says, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. That is why Jesus came, was to destroy our sins, to pay for them, was to destroy death, was to destroy the power of the devil. And number four, Jesus' words from the cross, which we will hear very soon, we're going to go through them in the rest of the service. Jesus' words from the cross teach us the reality of evil in and around us. Jesus' words from the cross teach us the depth of his love for us. Those two blanks there. The Son of God died like this to save us. As we go through these seven last words from Jesus, the Son of God died like this to save us. And the Son of God loved us like this to save us. We see these in these records in the Gospels. He died like this. This is how much evil is that he died like this. And this is how much he loved us. He died like this. In 1 John chapter 4, John wrote, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We cannot truly know love by what we might be able to do, but we truly know love because of what Christ has done for us. We see this, his love, in his words from the cross. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for suffering and dying for us. As we read through and meditate on the words that you said from the cross, as recorded by your apostles, show us the true meaning of the evil and the sin that you came to save us from, and show us the true depth of the love that you have given and showed for us and done for us. Bless our meditations, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.